Good afternoon. Welcome to TalkTalk. You're speaking to Liz. Can I state your home telephone number, please?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, my number is 0208.
Yes.
307.
Yep.
4711.
Thank you very much. And can I just confirm who I'm speaking to this afternoon, please?
Sure. My name's Jay. My surname's Ali.
Thank you, Mr. Ali. And how can I help you today? You're speaking to Liz.
I'm just actually having problems with my broadband. It's not connecting. I'm not sure why.
Okay. First of all, can you see the router at the moment?
So what would the router look like?
Right. The router is the main kit that you plug into your telephone line. So you will have from your telephone line your telephone plugged in and what's called a router. Do you understand what I mean?
Is that like the box with the lights?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, yes, so I've got that here.
Right, so you can see it at the moment. Right, I'd like you to just run through for me what lights you've got on at the moment. So starting, say, from left to right, just tell me what the wording is underneath and what colour the light is, or if it's on or off.
Okay, so from the left, there's the power light, which is green.
Yes.
So I think it's turned on. Next to that, there is another button, and that's red, and I don't know if that's the upstream, and then I've got one next to that, and then that's green, that's the downstream, and then one next to that.
Okay, so the green light, does it say anything like DSL or ADSL at the side of it? Or is
yes,
it just
it
a symbol? It does say ADSL. And the one that's red, does that say internet at the side of it?
Yes, it does. I think I just read it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what we know from that is that the signal between the exchange and your router is solid, but you're not getting what's called authentication, which means you're not getting onto the internet. The information that's being passed to the exchange is either incorrect or there's a problem with that equipment. So we just need to work out exactly what's causing that. And the way we need to do that is by accessing into the router. Now, don't worry, I'm going to talk you through that. But first of all, are you using a laptop or a desktop?
I'm using a laptop.
A laptop, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you connected in a wired state? What I mean by that is there a cable that runs, an Ethernet cable that runs from the router to your laptop?
No, I'm using wireless.
Wireless. Do you have an Ethernet cable available to you?
Yes, I do.
You do?
It's
just, yes, please, because it's just simpler to connect to the router itself in that instance.
Okay, so if you give me a moment, I'll just turn off my Wi-Fi and I'll grab that Ethernet cable.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've turned off Wi-Fi, and I'm just plugging in the cable, and I'll plug that in.
Okay.
So what am I supposed to do now?
Right, okay. What I want you to do, don't worry that we've not got an internet connection on this, but I just want you to open an Internet Explorer page as normal. It will come up, page cannot be displayed.
Yes, that's came up, and it's still not working, so it says page cannot be displayed.
Okay. Do you know what I mean by the address bar? It's right at the very top of the page where it says HTTP.
Is that where I type in like Google or websites?
Well, there's Google. There's a Google search, but there's also an address bar right at the side of that, towards
the left-hand
side. Yep.
Okay, yes, I found that.
Okay. I want you to delete anything that's in that box so that there's nothing in the box, please.
Okay. So I've taken that out.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, before I just continue, I just need to check. You're using a D-Link or a Huawei router, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I want you to type in 192 dot.
192. Do I need to put in the HTTP part?
Yes, delete everything,
that?
So there's nothing at all in that box.
Okay, so I'll take that part as well.
Okay.
Okay, so can you just repeat that? It was
192 dot.
192 dot.
168 dot.
168 dot.
1.1.
1.1. And just press enter.
Press enter, please.
Okay.
It's then going to present you requesting a username and password.
Okay.
Can you tell me when you see that? Okay, don't worry about that, because this is just a generic username and password to access into the router. This isn't your username and password. Okay?
Yeah.
So in the username, I need you to type in lowercase, admin, A-D-M-I-N.
A-D-M-I-N, uh-huh. Yeah. The password field.
And the password is exactly the same in lowercase, admin.
Oh, admin as well.
Yeah. And then it's either OK or a connect button.
Okay, that's OK. I've just pressed OK, and I think that's logged into the page.
All right. You'll probably open on what's called a summary page. On that, it should show you, on the left-hand side, you should have three circles, colour-coded. Mm-hmm. One that says DSL, one that says internet, and one that says wireless.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. What should be showing at the moment from the information you give me is that the ADSL light and the wireless light would be green and the internet light is on red. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Okay. Just at the side of that box towards the right-hand side of those lights, there will be the username and password. Now, does that say anything like your home telephone number as the username? Or does it just say, is it blank? Or does it say, it can sometimes say warehouse or something like that, or blank, or it's starting with your home telephone. It's blank. Right,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so what's happening is the router is not sending any information to the exchange, so it's not recognizing who you are.
Okay, would there be any reason for that?
It's possibly when you've done previous diagnostics, they may have asked you to press the reset button on the router.
I remember doing that a while ago.
Okay, if you press the reset button on the router, it will just take it all back to factory settings.
Okay. Is that the button on the router?
Yes, it'll be a button on the router that you would have to input using either a pin or the top of a pen.
Yeah.
And you actually have to press it in, hold it for a few seconds. You can hear it click. That's the reset button. There is an on and off switch on your router as well that doesn't do this. But the reset button will take you back to factory settings, and that's possibly what's happened in this instance.
I need to turn it off, or do I need to just press the button? Or?
No, you don't need to do anything at the moment. What we're going to do is we're going to input the information that needs to be in the router and save it. So on the far left-hand side, it'll be listed as Quick Start, Summary, and Advanced. I'd like you to go to the Quick Start tab, please.
Okay. So I'll click on the Quick Start tab.
Okay. Yes, that's right. Okay. And your username. Can you see where it says username and password? There's two blank boxes now.
Yeah.
Okay. In your username, I want you to put your home telephone number, including the full area code.
Okay. Okay, so I'll put that in now.
Okay, and then I want you to put the at sign. Do you know what I mean by the at sign?
Yes, within email, so I'll put the at sign.
Right. Yeah, at talktalk.net, and talktalk.net is in lowercase.
Is talktalk just one word, no space or anything like that?
No space, no.
Okay, talktalk.net, okay.
Okay, then I'd like you to go into the password, but password box, and I want you to put your keyboard into cap locks, because any letter that I'm now going to give you is going to be a capital letter. Okay. So it's K for kilo 7.
Okay, for kilo 7.
M for mother 7.
M for mother 7.
Z for zebra 5.
Okay.
G for golf 2.
Okay.
P for papa 6.
Okay.
Okay. And at the bottom, you'll see a connect button.
Okay, so I've just pressed that now.
Yep. Okay, it'll then take you back to the summary page. Just take a second for everything to update in the router. So it'll just let everything update in the router, and then it will start sending the signal again to the exchange. So when it changes anything in the router, the DSL light usually will go off. Sometimes it doesn't, not always. But don't worry if you're going back onto the summary page and your DSL light's now gone red as well. Okay, I'm just refreshing my details here at my end.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so the DSL light should now have gone green again. You've now back in sync. Just waiting to authenticate now. And has the internet light now gone green? Show me green.
Oh, yes, it's just gone green now.
It's just gone green now. Okay?
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, you can before you close that down, you say you usually use it wirelessly?
Yes, wirelessly.
Okay. When you reset your router, it possibly will have sent you wireless settings back to factory settings as well. If you just want to just go back onto the quick start page.
Okay, so I'll go back on there.
Yeah, if you just go back to the quick start page, you've got the section at the top, where we put the username and password for your router. And then there's another section just below that that's saying wireless details. We don't hold any of your wireless username and passwords on our systems. So do you want to just check on the username and password there? Don't need you to tell me any of the information. If it's the same information that you would normally connect to, so i.e. your wireless network name and password that you would normally use.
Yeah, so that's the one I normally choose and connect to, and I can just check, and that's the correct password that I normally use.
That's fine. I just wanted to check while we were there. Yeah, I just do want to close the router down just in case that had changed as well. Okay, now I'd just like you to close that page.
Okay, so I've closed that.
Okay, and now I just want you to open an Internet Explorer page as normal and see if you don't get the page cannot be displayed.
Okay, should I take the Ethernet cable out first, or should I just...
Try it with the cable first of all, and then we'll connect the wireless and try it in wireless state as well.
Okay, so I've just opened up Google Chrome and it seems to be working now. I can connect to the internet.
Okay, again, close that page and then remove the Ethernet cable. You can just remove it from the back of your computer for now. You can remove it from the router a little later.
Okay. So I'm too bad of my computer.
Okay, can you see if you connected wirelessly? Do you know where to look for that?
Is it the bottom right?
The bottom right, near your clock,
yep. So I've found that, and it says it's connected.
That's fine. Okay, so do you just want to open another Internet Explorer page again? Just make sure you're getting the same, or Google Chrome.
Sure, let me open it up again. And yes, it looks like it's working now.
Okay. Anything further I can help you with this afternoon?
No, that's been great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Bye.
Cheers.
And you. Bye.